Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Quick shot, score! The US with Dempsey!
Turn it up! Fabregas, who looks for Iniesta, who's onside! Spain score!
Entonces el centro de Madrid.
Soccer Matters, on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters. Just a reminder here, Asher Mendelson, the technical director of the Houston Dynamo, will be coming up later in the show. I think there's one thing really clear here. Amin Bassi, this Moroccan that's been signed from French League Two, and Ivan Franco. These two are going to have to hit for the Dynamo in the final third of the field. The Dynamo need creators in that area. There's no question that's something that lacked last year. So really keep an eye on those two players, Amin Bassi and Ivan Franco. Franco's on loan from Libertad. Bassi comes from French League Two, has also played in the championship, I think with Barnsley or Burnley, one or the other. Left back position's another one, but we'll talk to Asher Mendelson about that. Right now, guy that's played, he may have played 500 games, he may correct me, but I know it's close to 500 games. Major League Soccer, Premier League, English Championship, played his college soccer at Rhode Island and WVU, played for Stoke, QPR, of course, debuted professionally with the Dynamo, FC Cincinnati, all-around good guy. He's Jeff Cameron. He joins us the show right now. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing well. Glenn, how are you doing?
You know, I love when Jeff Cameron, who I remember as a rookie for the Dynamo, tells me, no, I'd like to come on live because I got to take care of the kids.
Yeah, it's a little bit easier when, you put them down for bedtime and you're able to have some peace and quiet.
So how is fatherhood? How has that changed your life? Because, you know, we always hear fathers say, you know, how life-changing it is to have children and have to care for them.
Yeah, it's the most amazing thing, honestly, in the world, man. It just gave me a newfound purpose. Even when I had my son in England, it just makes me push myself and be a better person consistently every single day because, you know, he's looking up to you and my daughter is looking up to me. So, like, you have to be their role model, you know, and you have to be a good role model. And it's funny now because my three-year-old, he's testing the boundaries and he's mimicking everything you do and say. So you just got to be careful with what you say.
Yeah, it is amazing how we, you know, it's funny because we were talking earlier in the show about some issues around the U.S. national team, and we were making that point that, you know, whether you like it or not, you are connected to your parents habitually, and you know, there's just so much that comes out of your parents into you, you know, and there's some things you might want to change, but you know. You are, the apple doesn't fall far from the apple tree, that's for sure. All right, so look, people are going to want to know, and I'm just going to get to this right away since I know you well enough, Jeff. I would just say, what are the plans for you right now? You were at FC Cincinnati for 2 years. Where are you right now? Because I know you haven't signed with anybody yet.
Yeah, right now we're just kind of weighing up all the decisions and, you know, with the family and trying to figure out what's the best situation for everybody. You know, it's different when you have, two little ones and you got to make decisions on what's best for your family. So, yeah, it's one of those things. We got a good group of guys here in Fort Lauderdale right now that are, there's about 14, 15 of us that are doing trainings and training sessions every single day that we're coming together, Breck Shea, myself, and about 13 others. So we have a pretty good group. They're all guys that in free agency that are kind of just weighing their options, and some younger guys that are trying to figure it out. And yeah, but in the meantime, I've been doing a lot of stuff in the last year of, you know, started my coaching badges with the U.S. Soccer Federation, and then I've been enrolled in the GIS, Global Institute of Sport, out of the U.K. to get just another notch to my belt of you know, to become a sporting director, because I think over in the U.K., things are run a little bit differently from top to bottom, and, the structure of football clubs and everything, and I just see that, you know, the growth in the U.S. is so massive, but lacks the really understanding and full dynamics of how it is over there in Europe and how it is here in the U.S. And, you know, we try to compete with similarities with other sports, but, you know, soccer, football is completely different.
Jeff Cameron joining us here. So this is really interesting. So you're doing your coaching badges. You're obviously educating yourself. You've just told us you basically are going to remain in the game whenever your career as a player ends. I think this is fantastic that you're getting ahead of it. You said something that I have to go back to. You said it's very different over there. So give us some examples of how the sporting director is different in England and you know, comparatively here to MLS, where in some ways it's in its infancy still here.
Yeah, exactly. And this is just the beginning of what I've started to learn and take on just from my introduction period. And I think they just have an overall sense of understanding the football side, but obviously the financial part of it with the players and, you know, the style of how they want to play and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, when you hear all these people talk about like cultures and the way we want to play and this and that, at the end of the day, you know, I had the privilege to go into Stoke, and, you know, my first day there, I'm meeting the security guards. I'm meeting the secretary at the front desk, and then I'm going in, I'm meeting the kit man, and who's been there for 25 years. Then you see the ladies in the laundry room that are like the funniest, and they're the heartbeat of the facility and the culture, and they're bubbly, and they know when, you know, they've seen it. They've been through relegation before. They've been through promotion, relegation, promotion. So they've seen a lot of things, but I think it's really important that people need to understand that you have to build a culture. And Glenn, I think it goes back to, you know, in my rookie year at Houston, the culture that was already instilled in, you know, from San Jose and then coming to Houston, they had that solid team of veteran players that stem from the top to the bottom, with Dominic Kinnear, his staff, to Eddie Robinson, to Richard Mulrooney, to Brian Mullen, Craig Weibel, Brian Ching. You have all those guys that, you know, for me coming in as a young player, I didn't say boo to. I just tried to be a sponge and soak up everything I possibly could. But it was the other things that, how there was respect with the athletic trainers, with the physios, with the kit men. There was a sense of humbleness. And, you know, when you come into a facility or a place and you are understanding that what the identity of the club is, is it built on the hard work, the sweat, the tears? You know, you go to Stoke is a industrial city where, you know, it was known as hard workers, you know, laborers that that worked in the factories. So going out there on a Saturday, if you didn't put a shift in, you were going to be told you weren't good enough and they were going to crush you for it because you had to give them your best. And if it wasn't a great game quality-wise, but if you worked as hard as you could and you put a proper graft in, then that's what they're paying for. And you have to have that relationship and that understanding of the dynamics of the city. And, you know, how many times have we talked about it? The Spanish culture in Houston is massive. But yet, when we would play in the Champions League games and you'd play Pachuca or whatever, their team, we would be selling out the stadium. And there's no other reason why we couldn't get those fans to be a diehard Houston Dynamo supporters, you know? And I think that's just a really good understanding of how you can relate to the culture, to the city, what's appealing, and it's just having that heartbeat on it, understanding the players.
We lost that, and I do want to just, let me just break in because I want to remind everybody, we're talking to Jeff Cameron here. Played at Stoke, QPR, the Dynamo, FC Cincinnati. And Jeff, back to your point of you know, Stoke and a working class crowd that, you know, you better put in an effort because people are, you know, for you to be named the captain at Queen's Park Rangers, I had said this on the show when I saw that, you know, I'm not sure people would understand what that means for an American to be named captain of that club. When you were named captain of that club, that must have been some moment.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You know, like, you know, Ryan, I can't really describe it as much as well as I want to, but I'm looking back and I think, you know, Ryan Shawcross, for me, one of the best captains I've had the privilege of playing with, and, you know, alongside, and how he handled the dressing room to just the things that you don't know you have to deal with off the field. And a lot of the stuff is, you know, you micromanaging players and how can you get the best out of this player? And, you know, if the manager is having a word with you, can you relay that message to the group in a different way so you can get their point across a little bit better? You know, just little things. And it was funny because I, like, you know, Ryan would always say, like, if there was guys joking around, he's like, you guys just give me headaches. Because he had to do a lot of stuff that, you know, people don't really understand or knew that he had to do. If you know, pulling a player aside or seeing something that was going wrong and, you know, hey, this guy's setting a bad example, he would jump on it. And obviously he had the knowledge and the privilege to play at Man United and do their academy system. So him being around Alex Ferguson and knowing, you know, what that represented and what you do off the field has you're representing your club on and off the field.
Jeff Cameron joining us. Did it ever get overwhelming for you, the fact that you couldn't just solely focus on your game and that you had to extend yourself in all these other areas? Can you get into some dangerous waters where maybe your focus becomes so much on these other things that, you know, you maybe are beginning to forget a little bit about your own game and performance?
Yeah, sometimes. But I think, you know, being an experienced player, you kind of just know what you have your jobs, and I think that just becomes natural to you, and you just become, you know, playing that for that long, you have a intuition. It just becomes natural to you. So when you put the armband on, it just makes it more solidified, you could say, and then there's just, okay, you're the captain, but you've been doing all those things for so long. It's just a matter of, you know, I was able to captain the Stoke side a few times when Ryan was injured or whatever, but not as a club captain, but I was part of the senior group that, you know, we had four or five guys on. And it just becomes little things of, you know, setting a standard of training, you know, that there's, you got to be on time. There's a fine list, you know. It's like, Glenn, if you work at a business, a normal business, and you show up late 45 minutes, there's going to be a consequence. Or if you show up to a meeting 15 minutes late, there's going to be a consequence where, you know, it's, well, you just pay a fine or whatever. And it's those little things. And that's where things become sloppy. The training, the work ethic at training becomes lackluster. There's no bite. And the competition over there, I think, that just breeds it. And mm-hmm. that was kind of my first taste of it when I went to the Dynamo, because there was all these senior players that had that bite, that trained for that. When they were training, they trained properly.
Well, I would have to say you really have to give a tremendous amount of credit to Dominic Kinnear in those early years, because he's picking those players. Obviously, some of them were Frank Gallup's players, but, you know, he kept that all going, you know, and picked characters on the team. But, Jeff, listen, we are up on a hard break. Can I invite you back on the show so we can continue the discussion and continue to talk more? Because we got the last part of the show is booked. So if we can bring you back on again in the near future, and let's talk some more. There's a lot I want to get into. I want to talk about your time at the national team with Jurgen Klinsmann, your relationship with Christian Pulisic, and a lot about you and your time at Stoke and how you think Major League Soccer has changed. So do you think I can I talk to your people and see if I can pull this off for next week?
You got my number, Glenn, anytime, my man.
All right, so you just heard it here. Jeff Cameron will be back on the show next week, so we're looking forward to that. We're going to get into a lot of good topics with you. Jeff, thank you so much for tonight.
Thanks for having me, Glenn. Appreciate it.
All right, he's the one and only Jeff Cameron. Remember that goal he scored against Dallas at Robertson? Hit an absolute blast. Andrew Carlson remembers him from the days at Robertson.
Grew up watching him at Robertson, yeah, Glenn.
As a rookie.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.